Doctors treating U.S. President Donald Trump for coronavirus say the patient is doing, in their words, really well. That's according to primary physician Dr. Sean Connolly, despite the president needing supplemental oxygen for an hour on Friday. During a 10-minute briefing on Sunday outside the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, the president's medical team said the president is now taking a steroid, dexamethasone, along with a 5-day course of remdesivir. That's an antiviral medication. The steroid is typically not administered in mild or moderate cases of the coronavirus. Dr. Sean Dooley, an Army colonel and pulmonologist, told reporters that the president's vital signs were stable on Sunday morning, and the patient was walking around, not complaining of shortness of breath or experiencing any other respiratory symptoms. Dr. Brian Garibaldi, a civilian specialist in pulmonary and critical care medicine, said if the president continues to do well, he could be released to the White House as early as Monday. On Friday, the president had a high fever. Dr. Connolly said that, along with a brief need for oxygen, prompted the move from the White House to the hospital. Meanwhile, it's 30 days before the presidential election. While Mr. Trump is hospitalized, Vice President Mike Pence, who has tested negative for the virus, carries on the campaign activities this week. That includes a debate with Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris on Tuesday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. He warned that the country faces a bumpy winter ahead. That's his term. Britain has Europe's highest coronavirus death toll at more than 42,000. Johnson's conservative government is facing criticism from all sides for the way it has handled the virus.